Let us start on Daf Mem Dalet Amud Aleph, two lines from the bottom. Oma Rav Yehuda Marav Mita Sheyichto Lemois Osa Letaltolo. The person was miyachet a mita that it should hold mois, so even though he never put mois on it, and it is Shabbos, so it has a lochi ki'ilu, it is now a bosis for mois, and it becomes muktzah. Rashi, sheyichta lemois, mitzera bahazmone. It becomes also with hazmone ba'alme. Even though he never put anything on this mita, it is osa. Meisvei, Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, metaltalim ner chodosh. We learned that a person is permitted to be metaltal ner chodosh. Avol lo yoshan. So the Tanna tells us, the chiddush, the heter, metaltalim ner chodosh, a ner that never was used, that one is permitted to be metaltal. Avol lo yoshan. So let us see Rashi. Metaltalim ner chodosh, vo Reb Yehuda kam ala de islay mukze. Alme loy mitzer bahazmone. So from here we see that it is not also bahazmone. Midekama, because he only asks avo lo yoshon. He only asks a yoshon. V'loi ketoni avo loy hamiyuchid lakach. He says, so Rashi seems to say the pashtus of Rashi is, he says, the Tane only found which ner is also a yoshon. But to tell us, it would seem that every ner chodosh is mutal letaltal. Aye, according to Rav Yehuda Marav, if he was miyachedit for a ner, he was miyachedit for a dloke, so yichot has a din keilu, it became already a ner. So why did he say avolo yoshon? He should say avolo yichde lekach. So we see that yichot does not help. And now the Gemara makes a kal v'chaymer. Uma ner, the lahochi avide, a ner that the whole creation of the ner is to be a ner. That's what it's aimed for. Ki lo yihidlik for shari l'tultula. Mito, the lav lahochi avide. A mita that is not made for the purpose to hold money. It's like Kolshkein Avada Givis that Yichud should not make it Muktzeh. If a Ner Yichud doesn't make it Muktzeh, Avada Givis, a mita. Let us see Taisvis. Mita sheyichta lemois osa letaltalo. Nire. So Taisa says, what is osa letaltal? Da filu letzairich gufa or letzairich mekaima osa. It is osa letzairich gufa letzairich mekaima. Why? The kivin sheyich dalamoy, since it's miyuchet to hold money, shuv ein oisin mimeno shum tashmish. So it is a keli that is oimid nor for a shimush of muktzeh. You don't do anything else with it. So we had learned before on Daf Lamed Vav that according to Rav Yehuda, Chatzaitzrois is different than a Klisha Malachta Le'isa. A Klisha Malachta Le'isa, which is Mutal Letzeich Gufi Letzeich Mekoimai, means that even though the Kli, the Iker Shimush of the Keli is Issa, but it has other shimushim also. A hammer. A hammer, the kishimush is to bang your nails. But al kaponim, it has other shimushim. You can open up nuts with it. So al kaponim, so since it has other shimushim, so it has a hetel tiltul, etzayrach kufa, etzayrach mekaymai. Achatzaitzreis, which the only shimush it has is to blow it. A shayfar, the Gemara explains, has other shimushim. You could use it to shed water with it, but achatzaitzreis, it's only aimed for blowing. So the only shimush is a shimush shalisa. So that is also afilu tzeirach kuvei utzeirach mekayme. So since this is miyuchid only to hold money, so memele, so it's also also tzeirach kuvei utzeirach mekayme. Vavikach tzeitzreis also letaltel Rav Yehuda afilu tzeirach kuvei mekayme. Ule Rav Shimon loy osar shum mukze tzeirach kuvei mekayme. Ela mukze machmas chesaron kis. Only mukze machmas chesaron kis that Rav Shimon holds is also letzer gufi letzer mekayim. Uman ner de lahochi avide. Perish bekunteres the dayik. How was he medayik? That a ner does not become also al yedei yichud midiktoni avul lo yosha, because it says lo yosha mashme. So he's saying the only ner that is also betiltul is dafke a ner sheishtam shebo mashme dafke yosha avul chodosh afilu yichdai because l'ri. So the ri says l'lamai de masik nami. The Gemara's maskana will be mito sheyichda vehiniyach aleh hamoyis. The Gemara's maskana is that yichud is not sufficient. You need yichud and a maisa. Aber al koponim, that's klar. Yichud and a maisa, that is already, so then it has a din that it's miyuchad lamoyis. So even though there's no money on it Shabbos, but since he was miyachadit lekabel mois, and he did a maise, he used it for kabbalas mois, so then it has a din of it's miyuchad for this tashmich. It's tikshilei, miner shel matches, the shori Rav Yehuda, afilu yichdei lahel. We learned before, according to Rav Yehuda, aner shel matches, is only also a midliku by Ba'isa Shabbos. Because then it is mukza machmas isa. Because you can't be mechabit. But a ner shall matre shalai idliku by Ba'isa Shabbos. It's muta. Dafke idliku by. Ay lochayre. What is a ner shall matre? Which is yichud and idliku by. So why isn't that different than a mite? Now, how do you know that Rabbi Yehuda was mata yichtoi? Midiktoni, so we'll make the same diuk that Rashi said. Chutz min haner sheidliki bo boise Shabbos. There it says, every ner is mutter. Besides a ner sheidliku bo boise Shabbos. So you have to take this literally. That every ner shal matris, besides a ner sheidliku bo boise Shabbos, is muta letaltul. So every ner includes a ner sheyichdoi vidliku. Because Rashi says the same thing over here. Rashi says every ner shal cheres is muta besides a ner yosham. So it means that if you say one besides a ner yosha, means only a ner yoshan is mukze, but every other ner is not mukze. That's how Rashi says pshat. So Memela, let us say the same thing over there also. It says every ner shal matches is mutter besides a ner sheidliku bo boise Shabbos. So every ner includes a ner sheyichdu vidliku bo. Avoloi idlika baba isa Shabbos, afal pi she yichda vidlika baba chayil shari. V'nirel el ri, so therefore the ri disagrees with Rashi. The loidai klami diktoni avoloi yosha. This diik bechlal doesn't mean anything. Now let us explain first what Tosfos holds, and then we'll see what Tosfos is a new pshat in the Gemara. He says Tosfos learned pshat as follows. The Tanna says that a ner metalplem ner chodosh avo lo yoshem. So Tosfos learned you could learn really that's how the Rishonim ask on Rashi. You could learn that speaking about without yichud, without yichud there wasn't a yichud. Ner chodosh is muter. Ner Yoshan is also Yichud. Yichud and Ner Chodesh is also also. He's not talking about a case of Yichud. He's just telling you that there are some times that a Ner Chodesh is, that there are some times that Yoshan is the criteria without Yichud. If there was Yichud, so then it'll be also for Ner Chodesh also. He's talking about without Yichud. And that is Lemaisa, the same thing Rashi will say later. By a Ner Matris, that what it says, a Ner Matris, is mutter chutz min aner sheidliku boi boi se Shabbos means also without yichud. Rashi's going to say this later. It means so without yichud. So then there's different guidelines. Aner shal matzis without yichud is mutter, but if it liku boi boi se Shabbos, even though without yichud it is also. That means so Tosfos kashan Rashi is. Rashi made a tremendous generality over here. That what it says, ner chodosh means all ner chodosh. All ner chodosh is mutter, afilu with yichud. So say the same thing by ner matris. All ner matris is mutter, afilu with yichud. So how do you know the tans of two chasnas? By ner matris, Rashi says it's talking about without yichud. By here, Rashi says it's talking about with yichud. That's Tosfos kash on Rashi. There's a very geschmacky teretz on Rashi from the Megine Shloime. The Megine Shloime says as follows. That Emerson a ner matris, it could be some ner matris is without yichud. It doesn't have to be with yichud. Because a ner matris, we will see, you could use it for other tashmishim also. It's a receptacle. You can use it to be madlik a ner. You can use it to serve mayonnaise. It's a receptacle. Vashidne tashmishim. If you use it that Shabbos for your madlik, then it's muktzah. Because muktzah machmas isa. We're speaking about taka without yichud. Who's speaking about yichud? But a ner yoshon is very interesting. The Megine Shloime says as follows. The minute you're taking the ner, before you were madlikin yet, you lit the match, and you're about to be madlik the ner l'kovid Shabbos. So you have to understand one thing by a ner yoshon sholcheres. A ner yoshon sholcheres, the minute you're going to be madlik it, you can't use it for mayonnaise anymore, because it gets mos. So the hadlokya is a yichud. And when you're madlik it, you have a maise. So it's moiridik modne. The Tanna said, a ner yoshon is osa. So what does ner yoshon mean is osa? Ner yoshon means yichud plus a maise. Why does he have to talk about a yichud plus a maise? Speak about yichud alone. Because every ner yoshon has a yichud. A ner shal matris, the hadlokya does not mean yichud. A ner shel matris, I'm madlik it, so why can I use it for mayonnaise tomorrow? Today I'll use it to be madlik a ner, and tomorrow I'll use it for mayonnaise. You can clean it out, it's not mos. It has other shimushim also. So the hadlokit does not mean yichud. So we can learn pshat, that when we're speaking about the halachas of a ner shel matris, we're saying as follows. A ner matris without yichud is mutter. Hidlika boi leise Shabbos, it's also. We're not speaking about with yichud, we're speaking without yichud. Yichud could be Yichud Ulaser alone. But every Ner Yoshon has Yichud. Because the minute you're madlik it, you hold the minute before you're madlik it. So that is a Yichud. Then you can kiss it goodbye. You can't use it for any other Tashmishim anymore because it comes most. So the Hadlok is a Yichud. V'aval Pikein, he says, Ner Yoshon is Mukze. V'savarad Ner Yoshon. There was a Yichud before you kindled it. So why isn't it muktzeh als the yichud? He was miyached to be a ner. What is this different? What is this different than a mitzvah that it was miyached to hold mois? So that means that yichud is not choshev. That's what the Megine Shloime learns pshat and Rashi. But let us go to Tosfos. V'nira l'li d'loy d'ayi klal mi d'ktoni avu lo yoshon. Ala davke b'ner shol cheres hu d'koma d'lohochi avideh. בעצם זה אומר לי כקשה עם רשי, ומה נר דלוחוכי אבידה, זה טויסס הראש עשר, קוראים את הרשי, דבר את הכלב עם זאת נשת. ועד שעת דלוחוכי אבידה, שתחילס עשיוסי היא להדלוקה. When you create a נר של חרס, a נר חודש, it is made for הדלוקה. והווי כמו ייחוד. שמיד שמדליקים בו פעמחס נמסס, ואין רויה לתש משחר. So the עשייה has a dinner ויחוד. ולכך תחילס עשיוסה אין אלו להדלוקה, because after you'll be מדליקת, you can't use it for anything else, so it's considered the עשייה is for הדלוקה. So now Taisvis asks a very pertinent question, אף פי שרויה לתש משחר, בין עשייה להדלוקה. How could you say that עשייה is only for הדלוקה? You're right, after your madlik, it's only used for הדלוקה. But till your madlik, when you made the ner, you could use it for 20 Shabbosim to serve mayonnaise in it. And later, the 21st Shabbos, you'll use it for ner. So how do you assume that the asiya is for hadloke? Avo pisha huyu letash mishachel bein asiya la hadloke. Mikol mokim ein oisin oiso lekach she'ein ze elas man mu'id. So exactly what Taisus means, I don't understand. Taisus seems to hold that they were madlikit in as man mu'id from the asiya. Why it had to be like this? Veisach nish. But Al Kaponim Taisa says it is that way. So if it is that way, so it's very good. So the Asiya is for some reason or other, they had to be Madlikit a few hours after the Asiya. So Mamela was not Oymed for any other Tashmish, because Nazman Mu'at has nothing what to do with it. And later you can't do anything with it. It's Mamela, so it's called, it was made for the express purpose of being a Nela Hadlokit. Vav al pikein, and then chodesh is mutam. So avadi givis, ashulchen, the law, amita, the lav lohochi avide, the mita was ichen not made for this purpose. The mita was made for other purposes. In the end, he decided to be im yachidit le kabel mois, so avadi givis, so he hadn't got kabel chayma. Madach a yichod of asiyah, does not make it mukze. So a yichud of dibur, avad the givish shouldn't make it mukze. Aber b'ner matchis, ein asiyosa lahadloke levat. A ner matchis taket asiy is not lahadloke. The ruuye kol shol le tash mishache. The ner shol matchis has other shemushim to say that it doesn't become moist. You can always wash it out and use it for other purposes. So memela, so therefore a ner shel matris is that what it says, dafke hidliku boy dafke hidliku boy boy is a Shabbos, because lo hidliku boy, we're speaking about without yichud. We're speaking about without. Who says there was a yichud? So without yichud, it is only also hidliku boy is a Shabbos. Elo yitma hochi yitma. So the Gemara says no. Al Kaponim, we schlugged up Rav Yehuda. It's Rav Yehuda had said that Yichud makes it for a mitzvah lekabel moi, so it's keilu, it's that already. We disagree with Rav Yehuda. Aleit mahochi, Omar Rav Yehuda Marav, mito she yichto lemoi. He was miyachedit for mois, number one. And number two, he niyach oleha mois. Besides the yichud, he put mois on it also. So there was a hazmone and a maise. Also letalkalo. So then one is not permitted to be metalkal, this mita in Shabbos, even though now in Shabbos there's no mois on it whatsoever. That gufa that he was miyachedit for mois. And he once put mois, just like we have halachas, a tefillin baitel. If he was meyachidit to put tefillin, and he did a maisi put tefillin, and so now it is, it's mishamshay, davusha begdusha, he can't put a sandwich in it. So al koponim, so we have such halachas that hazmone and a maisi create halachas on a chayfet. So the same thing, if he was mazmanit, he was meyachidit le mois. and he put everyone's money on it already. So now, even though on Shabbos it's a clear mitzvah, nothing's lying on it, also letaltala. You're not allowed to be metaltala. Yichud an amayse. Loi hiniyach ole amoyz. But what if there was yichud alone, but he never followed up, he never put money on it? Mutal letaltala. Yichud alone is nothing. Loi yichud ole amoyz. What if he wasn't miyachid? Yesh aleh mois, and there's money on it now. Also letaltalo. This is money on it now. Ein aleh mois, muta letaltalo. Behush loy hoyo leo beinash moshes. But if there was money on this mita beinash moshes, so even though now there's no money on it, so it's still also letaltalo. So he told all the dinim of a mita, yichud was a maise, asels it, yichud alone is garnish. And Amaisa is totally, if there's still money on it now in Shabbos, so it's also, if it's, the money was taken off, it's mutter. If it was on Bein HaShemoshes, if it was taken off, it is also also. Zot Rash, hi niach oleh hamoy, afilu b'choyl, harei hukze le'isa. So this was bashtim, this was nisyachet for Hashimosh al'isa, ואוסו לטלטלו, ואפילו נסטלקו המויס מבוידיוי, אפילו the moist was taken away, ולא ידומי לנר של מטרס, so here Rashi is, סטויס וסקשה, נר של מטרס, לחיירה, it is only us of הדליקו בוי ביוי, מלט מוקצה מחמסיסה, אי לחיירה, הנר של מטרס should be also, if they were once madlik and there was yichud, lo yidomi l'ner shamatras d'shoy Rav Yudah, so Rashi says, d'hosam b'lo yichdoi, they're speaking about, he wasn't miyachad d'ner shamatras, ain't a chanami, would have been miyachad d'ner shamatras, or taka b'yosa. Lo yichdo l'moy, if he was not miyachad it l'moy, and ain't a l'moy b'shabbos, and there's no money on it now in Shabbos, mutal l'taltala, v'afal gav din yichal l'moy b'chayl, a maisa without yichud is oichud gomish. Uhu shen nistalku mi bo oidyoim shloi oyele kol bein ha-shmoshes. Oyele kol bein ha-shmoshes is katsoi lekulu yoy. Let us see Taisus. Loi hi niach ole ha-mois muta le taltalo. So yichud is gomish. Vechatsoi tzreis to osa Rav Yehuda leil. What about a chatzaitzris? Nirulari, the osar afilu loy tokabo. You don't need a maise. The chatzaitzris loy chazi elo letkiye. The chatzaitzris mitzad atzmoy is miyuchid only lemelechas isa. So why do you need a maise? Vein lechalek bein toka le loy toka. Avol mito, v'ner, chazi l'tash mishachine. Amito, ner is chazi l'tash mishachine. So they, in order to make it miyuchid, ner shel hadlokel, amito shel mois, there you need these two tanoim, you need yichud and amais. Yesh aleha mois. Now, Taisus is going to speak about the haloche that says that without yichud, if there's money on it, yesh aleha mois, also letaltalo. One is not permitted to be metaltal this mitzvah. And here we are speaking about that the money was put on in Shabbos. Because if the money was put on Erev Shabbos, so then the Moses of Elaina leha mois is also. Kim nizkatsoi lebeina shmoshes. So here we're speaking about that one is not permitted to be metaltal a mitzvah if money was put on it in Shabbos. So Taisva says, Al kochach b'meiniach ayri. It is speaking about that the money was put on the kavod. Why? The bishochach, if this money was forgotten, wasn't put on the kavod, it's non-pedic neutral, menayer hakar v'heinoifles. That one is permitted to be menayer the car, v'heinoifles. If someone forgot money on a pillow and it's Shabbos, so he's permitted to be menayer the car. So the pillow does not become a bosses by shochach. Here it becomes a bosses. You're not allowed to be metaltal it. Nir is also. Ain't metaltal. Watch, ain't metaltal be menayer. So weiß der Reus nie das Osso. That calls man das Mukzan and he can't touch it. So Kocher can't be speaking about Shocher. Ube mein Niyach b'Shabbes eilig. They're speaking about b'Niyach b'Shabbes. The b'hei Niyach mi b'hoi yoin. Gatulus b'hei Niyach mo'i yoin. V'hoi yoleh b'hei Nashmoshes. Atulah ain't oleh mo'i sosa l'talpulo. To the come of the safe of the milsa. So it's speaking about b'Niyach b'Shabbes. So b'Niyach b'Shabbes, so cause man the money is on it, it's also l'talpulo. Because how could you have such a case that someone put down money on a meat in Shabbos? We open a zaza for all Shemre Shabbos. The Eshloima, the Brais is speaking about, the member of Rabbi Yudah Brais is speaking about a Navarian. The Eshloima, they can look and they can go and say, he nicham ledas Yisrael. That means that a goy or a tinnik put down the money, and ledas Yisrael. What's a ledas Yisrael? His yingle comes over and he's holding he found in his pocket $100 bill. Tati, what should I do with this? He says, put it down on the bed. He puts it down on the bed. So now it was put down on the bed bekavone ledatoi. So then it becomes a bosses. So Niyor is Osa. Bin Taima, Amayloi Muchach Mehochi, Bepeirik Ein Tzodin, Dein Muktzelach Atzi Shabbos. So it says here, Amayra Dike Chiddish, it says here, Chiddish, that it was put down, if later it was taken off, Yesh Oleo, Mois also letalt. Einele mois muta. Aya was muktzel lachatzi Shabbos. So why isn't the Gemara moichiach from this? The ein muktzel lachatzi Shabbos. Yishloim adik. Look, mikigoyin shein nicham ledas Yisrael. It was put down ledas Yisrael. Kedei la siham la'achar sho. That it was put down. The goy put it down with the intent to be taken away. So this is a halacha of kigamrei b'nei adam. So therefore, by gamrei b'nei adam, there's no din of yesh mukze lachzi shabbos. Taisus explained, Taisus brought down before, a person will cook beans in yontes. So there's a time when the beans are inedible. But since it's gomrei b'nei adam, it's b'yodai to make them edible. So that's not called mukzeh. That's what the Gemara said. So memeila da, this guy, the mite is b'yad a ben adam to become usable again. Because it was put down to take away for an hour. So memeila, so therefore, there's no raya of ein muktzeh lachatzi Shabbos. If the Olam will remember, we had spoken out when we learned Tosfos on Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis. Tosfos Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis brings down a Gemara in Daf Kuf Nun Dalet Amud Beis. Let's just refresh our memory for 1 second. The Gemara in Kuf Nun Dalet Amud Beis says as follows. There's a member there of Rav Huna. Rav Huna says that if a person, he had a behemoth coming in Shabbos, his Misha Hechshech, his behemoth was carrying a Klis Chuchis, and his Klis Chuchis was a Muktzadiki Keili. So it says that when the behemoth comes into the Chotzer, he unties the ropes which are holding the Klis Chuchis, and the Klis Chuchis is going to fall down. So it's a problem. Klis Chuchis is going to fall down. He can say goodbye, Klis Chuchis. So Rav Huna says there's no problem. He brings, before he unties the ropes, he brings Karim the Kastois. So the Klis Chuchis is going to fall down. If they have a cushion fall, because it's going to fall on Karim the Kastois. Frech the Gemara, Akashe, Eim, Vatlin, Klima, Heichonai. Rav Huna, how could you do such a thing? It's going to fall down, so the Karim Vekasis will have to remain there. You won't be able to be metalpa them. Hey, Mavatlam Kli Mehechamim. So the Gemara answers that it's talking about Shlifa Zutri, talking about small packages, so he'll be able to be Menaya. That means it doesn't have to remain there. He can just gently lift up the Karim Vekasis and he'll roll off. So he's not Mavatlam Kli Mehechamim. That's the Gemara in Rav Kufn and Dalad Amid Beis. So the Rishonim over there ask Amayra Dikekashim, how could it be Menaya? It's a Bosis. It was put down the Kavone on the Korin Vekastis. How could it be Menaya? That's the Rishonim Zakashim. So on this Kasha we told over two Terutz. One Teretz the Baal HaMoyer says, and there's another Teretz that the Ritva says. The Baal HaMoyer says a Teretz, the Magen Avraham brings down this Teretz, that a bosses only becomes Erev Shabbos, Beinash Moshe. In Shabbos, it doesn't become a bosses. Nir is Mutter. So let's put down the Kabbalah. That's what the Baal HaMoyer says. The Ritva says a different Eretz. Since it was put down the Kabbalah to be Menayah, it wasn't put down to remain it. It was put down, so then it became a bosses. A bosses is only if it was put down to remain there. Then somehow it got off, it still remains a bosses. But if it was put down in Shabbos, bekavone, to take off, so memela never became a bosses, so niyur is mutter. So whatever you'll say, we have a gemara that someone put down a keli I'm calling the kastos in Shabbos the kavonet to take it off. So there's enough in the Gemara. Who's done the kavonet? There's enough in the Gemara that niyur is mutter. Say whatever lomdis. The malamoy is lomdis. The ritva is lomdis. But I'll call upon him if it was put down the kavonet to be taken off. So niyur is mutter. That's enough in the Gemara. Frank the Rabbi Kivay. Yoni blinds by a tzorich here. Ha Taisvis says nitazoy. Ha Taisvis says it. Speaking, Taisa Stakash, what's an also a tautal? Niyo should be mutter. It was put down by Kavon. But it's put down by Kavon when? In Shabbos. Not before, because it's put down before Shabbos, so it's Katsoi. Let's put down in Shabbos. Number one. Taisa Stakash, let's bring a raya. Let us bring a raya that was, that, ain't muktzalachzi Shabbos. So Taisa says, no, it's gomri b'dayodam, the guy's going to take it away. So it was put down, the Kavon is to be taken away. So these are these two terutzim, what we have on the Gemara, right in the Kufn and Dalit, that then it's mutter letaltal. Near is mutter, so you can't say also letaltal. So the Kevega blinds by a tzorchin, what did Taisvis do without Gemara? What did Taisvis do without Gemara? That's Rabbi Kevega's Akasha. So Rabbi Kevega, in Simon Reis Amechei, he said, Akochach Taisis did not hold of the Baal HaMoyer, Taisis did not hold of the Ritva. Taisis had a third Teretz, obviously. What's the third Teretz? The third Teretz is that the Gemara is Takashi Mavatlan Kli Mehechon, he's going to remain there. So the Gemara says, it's Shlifi Zutri that you can be Menayah. But there's a problem, how could you be Menayah the Tabosu? So the Kevedio says, since it's possible to put on a Kli Shel Heter on this Korin Vekastis, the while now there's no Kli Shel Heter. But I could put on a Kli Shel Heter on it. Let it fall on the Korin Vekastis, I could put on a Kli Shel Heter. So since it's Biyode to put on a Kli Shel Heter, and then if I put on a Kli Shel Heter, it'll be a Bosses Ledover, a Mutter Ledover, so then Nir will be Mutter. So that's how Taisus Lam Shat in the Gemara. Taisus Lam Shat in the Gemara. The Kasha Zach, the Kasha, the Rishonim is, it's an oisim veinik to kekasha. Why doesn't it become a bosses? So why is niya mutter? So they say they're terutzim, you say this nilchas bosses. He says Taisus had a different way out of the problem. Taisus learned pshat that it doesn't be, now it's ichir a bosses. But there's no chesone in mevatel and klima echone because I can put, it would be shlifi, ravrevi, you can't be menayer. It's there. So it's a matter of, you can't be menayer, that's mevatel and klima echone. The Gemara only said it's speaking about Shlifi Zutridi that's possible to be Menaya. Now you have a problem now, it's a bosses. No, so that we have a clause. So that since it's Biyodai to put on a Kli Shel Heter, so Memele, so it's not Mevatel and Kli Mehechone. That's how Taisus Lemshah. Yeah. Agav Uche, Taisvus says the kasha in Mukta Lachatzi Shabbat, and Taisvus says that the goy has an intent to take it away after an hour, so that's called Kigamrei B'deyodom. So the Chassam says Samer the Kikasha, Taisvus before asked, so why by Efroichem? Why by Efroichem was also B'yodei La'afriach? So that also should be called Gomrei B'dayodim. By the Mol of Kobein HaShemosh is the Salah Zosa. So Taisa says it's B'yodei La'afriach, that should be called Gomrei B'dayodim. So Taisa says because he wants it to remain on the Korim V'kastis, on the Sal. So therefore, since he wants it to remain, that's not called Gomrei B'dayodim. He wants that there should be a Zman when it's holding the Mukta. So that doesn't have it enough Gomrei B'dayodim. So what does Taisa say over here? That the guy will take away in an hour. But for this hour, he wants the money to be on the Korim V'kastis. So B'chlal, that doesn't have a din of Gomrei B'dayodim. That's what some say for Zakash. Then Taisa says another Teretz Olamai, the Frishis Leil, Dodi Yesh Mukta, Lachzi Shabbos, Haine B'Sarachil, Avloi B'Tultu, Samazen of Osi Shabbos. Taisa said the whole Shaila of Yesh Mukta, Lachzi Shabbos is only Legabi Yisrachil. Legabi Yisrachil, B'chlal, there's no din of Yesh Mukta Lachatzi Shabbos. Zakti Gemara Vayka. Omar Ule, Mosiv Rabbi Eleza. And Rabbi Eleza asked the Kashe. And this, on this Klolim, that Rabbi Yehuda Marav said, Bukhani Shalom, is speaking about, Rashi learns Pshat, this is speaking about a wheel that is attached to an agola, to a wagon. Bizman, so there were two types of wheels, Bizman Rashi, Bizman Ashas, there was one wheel that could be detached, there was one wheel that was attached, you couldn't take it off, it was part of the wagon. So state in the Mishnah Zot, Bizman Shehin Nishmetes, when you could detach the wheel from the wagon, Ein Chibolo, so it's not considered a Chibol with the wagon, even though now it's attached. Ve'ein Nimdedes Imo, and it's not Nimdad when you moided the wagon, this doesn't go into the Medida. We'll see Rashi what it's Negeya. Ve'ein Matzeles Imo, Boyel Ameis, and it is not matzel, boil ameis. We'll also see Rashi what it's speaking about. Vein goyrin oiso b'shabes bizman sheyesh oleo mois. One is not permitted to be goyrer. Now let us see, to understand the Gemara's kashal, we have to understand this halacha for 1 minute. And later we'll elaborate in Yitz Hashem. This wheel that is attached to the wagon, so the halach is as follows. If this wheel is attached to the wagon, you can't take it off, it's mechubah to the wagon, and you have money on the wheel, she allowed to schlep the wagon. Even though while you're schlepping the wagon, you're schlepping the wheel together with the wagon, and the wheel is money, but since it's attached to the wagon, and since the wagon does not have mukta in it, and the wheel is a tuffle to the wagon, so mamela, you're allowed to schlep the wagon. That is if the wheel is attached to the wagon, you can't detach it. So that says, one is not permitted to schlep the wagon if the wheel is detachable. Ha'ena le'ha mois, the longest we'll see later. Ha'ena le'ha mois, show you. But if there is no money, I feel that there was money on it, bein hashmoshes, but if there's no money now, you're permitted to schlep the wagon. Ah, ha'gav da'havi olei bein hashmoshes. Even though there was money on it, bein hashmoshes. So asking Akasha and Rav Yehuda Marav. Rabbi Yehuda Marav said, if there was money on a mita bein hashmoshes, so even though there's no money on it now, one is not permitted to be metaltal the mita. And here we learned that it is only also to schlep the wagon if there's money on the wheel now. If there's no money on the wheel now, even though there was money bein hashmoshes, you're permitted to schlep the wagon. Aye, we should say, even this katzoi bein hashmoshes is katzoi kuloyim. Avo gav davo lo bein hashmoshes. So the Gemara answers, ahi, Rab Shimon hi. No problem. That Mishnah is going according to Rab Shimon. The last line Mukti. Rab Shimon does know the lomdus of Kivin is Katsoi Bein Hashemoshes. Rab can Rab Yud is Virulay. Rab Yud holds the din of Kivin the is Katsoi. Now we'll go on to the Indian of Mukhani. Let us see Rashi. Mukhani Shelo. Gabi Sheidot Nan B'Meseches Kalim. Vehi, what is a Sheide? A Gola Shalait. It is a wagon. A wooden wagon, mukefes mechitis lemelkav anoshim v'noshim mulchani oifen. So we're speaking about the wheel of the wagon. Bizman shehi nishmetes ke'ein oifanei agola shalonu she'adam yochel esalka mina agola. They're removable. They're not attached. You can be misalikin. You can detach them from the wagon. Ain a chibolo. So then it is not considered a chibol with the wagon. Tachshuvehi kli latzma. So the wagon is a keli, and this is also a keli. The ishe the baskibuli to me. So now Rashi gives mishal. If the sheide is mekabul to me, kigoin. She'eino marzekes memso belach. That is not marzik memso belach. Now that means as follows. We learned already when you go again into the sugya that there's a hekish kli eitz to sak. That just like a sak is metaltal molei v'reikon, the sak is such a keli that it is portable, you can carry it molei v'reikon, then it's mekabel tume. So kli eitz is also only mekabel tume if it's metaltal molei v'reikon. It is not so heavy, you could, if it's molei, it could also be metaltal. But if this kli eitz is marzik mem so belach, so if it's marzik mem so belach or more, so chazawa meshayel, then it's impossible to be metaltal et mole. So it's not mekabel tumen. So a kli eitz, a tremendous kli eitz that is marzik mem so belach is not metaltal mole. So it's not mekabel tumen. So now we're clearing a shaylen. If this sheide is mekabel tumah, so Rashi says as follows. Let us again see the Rashi. Ein echibulo d'chshuvi ikli latzim. Di sheide, so what's it? Ein echibulo, it's a besundere keili. So Rashi explains. Di sheide baskibuli tumah, if the sheide is a kli eitz, that is roi lekabel tumah. Kigoin. She'ein omar zekes memso belach. We have to speak about a small agol over here, because we're speaking about agol for noshim and anoshim. So, but if we have such a small agola, sheinu marzekes mem so belach, v'nitmo ha-sheido, loy nitmo ha-muchni. So the muchni is not mekabel tumah, because they're two different kalim. Since one can detach the oifen, the wheel from the agola, so the agola became tumah, the oifen didn't become tumah. The ilav vaskibuli to me, if it is not a, and if it is a big agola, that it is not mekabel tume, the noga tume b'muchni, so if the muchni would be part of the agola, it's one entity because you can't detach it, so the muchni is also not mekabel tume. It's part of a keli, that's not metaltal mole. But if you can detach the muchni, Hamuchni tmeya la'atzma, d'leich shiva misheida, v'hi metaltelas meleya v'reikonis. The muchni, the wheel, is metaltal. The yeshla base kibble. This muchni has a base kibble. Maybe the base kibble was where the axle was went through, but the muchni had a base kibble. Period. So that is, now we understand the first halach. Bizman shehi nishmetes. The bisman, you can detach the wheel from the agola. Ein chibolo. So it is not considered a chibol. So the agola is mekabel tumah, the muchni is not mekabel tumah. In both ways, the muchni is mekabel tumah, even though the agola is not roi to be mekabel tumah. בת הלוך א', הלוך בייז ואין נמדדס אימו. One can, it is not measured together with the Yagola. L'inyin tum. So you have to measure l'inyin tum. Kidefrishes. Well, how do you have to measure? Where do we find such a loch? The kli eitz ha-magzik mem sobelach shehen kurayim biyovesh. If it has, the kli eitz has dimensions, or that is magzik, Kurayim biyovish, so that's called, it's einim etaltel smolay, so it's toy, k'de merinim bebemem adlik. The kli eitz, iskish lesak, shi metaltel molay vereke. Vizu einim metaltel molay, this is not metaltel molay. Usnan be meseches kailim, umaysinim be gmora de menochet, hasheido, beis hilul oimrim, nimdedes mi bachutz. So the machlokes beis shamayim beis hilul, how do you measure the dimensions of Magzik Memso Belach? So L'chayre, we would say you measure from the inside. You measure the inside. The Rayan Oisai Ki'ilu Hi Oimedes B'Soich Kli Godel. That means, if you would take this Agola and put it into tremendous vat, the marzik oisai, you would make a kli around the agol, and then you'll measure the cholol of the kli. The marzik oisai kli memso tohir hashed. Ba'afal pishehi ain't a marzeket memso, even though the agol alone does not have a base kibble of memso. The kosova, because it basil holds, af oivya nimdad imo, that the oivy akeli also goes into the measurement. So how do we measure it? We take the agola and we make a pot around it. So now, when you're making the pot around it, do you make the pot together? Does the wheels also go into the cheshbin, or do the wheels don't go into the cheshbin? So it matters. If the wheels are detachable, Amulchoni ain't a nimdadim alashlem. The roin kilu nitzel amulchoni. Bachakach, we have to measure as if the wheels were taken off. Bachakach, tinosin hashedol asoichakel. Since it's nishmete, since this is a wheel that one can unscrew, it's not attached. So memele, so when we're measuring the dimensions of the keli, so the wheel doesn't go into the cheshbon. The wheel does not, like this, the doifen would get thicker, the volume would be greater because of the eifanim, because of the wheels. But since it's nishmete, so that's not part of the keli, so memela doesn't go into chesh. So that is the second halach. Einon im debesi. Third halach, ein matzeles imo ba'oyel amei. So Rashi says as follows. If the shade is marzik memso, then it's not mikabel tume. Matzeles boyel hamets, so it's matzel boyel hamets. Va'avol oyel li'atzmo, and it is an oil for zichalein. So poshit pshat is as follows. Poshit pshat is if we have an agola. We'll see you later. Rashi is speaking about an agola that was brought into a Beis HaKvoros. Rashi will say this later. So you have an agola that's brought into the Beis HaKvoros. So if this agola is toher, that means if this agola is not mekabel tumit, so we have a klal as follows. Kol dovo she'enoi mekabel tumit choytetz b'fnei atumit. Wa an oihel is choytetz b'fnei atumit. That means if you have a mace on the ground, and you have an oil over it, and there's something over the oil, so it's not mekabel tumah. Only if the oil is not a dover hamekabel tumah. If the oil is a dover mekabel tumah, it's not chaytzitz b'fnei tumah. Now, if we have this agola, and we'll bring it into our beis hakvoros, and someone is sitting on top of the agola. So if the agola has the shear, if the agola has the shear of it's not it's mekabel mem sodola. So the agol is not mekabel tumim. It's a kliyet that's not mekabel tumim. So the bottom of the agola, the floor of the agola, is a beautiful oil. So even though it's going over a kever, it's chaytitz b'fnei hatumim. And someone who's sitting on the agola will not be mekabel tumim. Now let's speak oisabainik. We'll understand now what the din about the oifen is. So Rashi explains that with the oifen, how does the oifen come into the shayla over here? So the oifen is as follows. This agola was filled up with articles, with chafetzim, and the articles were sticking out of the agola, over the agola, but it was under the wheel. That means the wheels of the agola are on the two sides of the agola. So we have here a wheel on both sides. We have articles sticking out, overlapping the agola. But the wheel is underneath that. The wheel is underneath these articles. Now, will the wheel be chaytetz b'fnei atum? So the wheel is a davar mekabel tumen. It's not mekabel. The wheel is a davar mekabel tumen. So if it's eino nishmetes, so if it's a chelik of the agola, so the male says all the dinim of that gola. So just like that gola is not mekabel tumen, so the wheel also is not mekabel tumen. If the wheel isn't mekabel tumen, so memela, the things that are overlapping the wagon and are resting on top of the wheel will not become tummy because the wheel will be chayt. If the wheel is nishmetet, so memela, the wheel is an entity bifnei atzmoi, so the wheel is a dova mikabel tumi, so it's not chayt, it's bifnei atzmoi. That is how Rashi is going to explain this halach. Agav ulche, the Ritva asks a very pertinent kash over here. The Ritva asks as follows. The Ritva asks, Bishloima by the agole, so we can understand. The agole is elevated from the ground, so there's a mace buried in the ground, so there's a kaponim, a tefach, between the mace and the floor of the agole. So then it's chayt, there's a shame oil, and it's chayt, it's b'fnei atumim. The wheels are not floating in there, the wheels are on the ground. So if the wheel is on the ground, so it's a tumah ritzutze. A tumah ritzutze is a fellow, you have an oil. If an oil, there's not a halal tefah between the mace and the oil, so that is called a tumah ritzutze by kas v'oila. The tumah goes straight through, and oil doesn't help. Rek the ritve, so how can this oifen, how can this wheel b'chal be chaytetz b'fnei tumah? It's a tumah ritzutze. That's the ritve's kasha. So the Ritva says, that's no problem. We are speaking about as follows. In this Beis HaKvoret, there was a gumer. There was a hole. And in the hole, let's go down 5 feet, the hole 5 feet down, there was a kezayis mina meis. And this oifen was resting directly over the hole. So memele, so taratum menetzutze. There's a cholol between the meis and the oifen. You have 5 feet over here. So memela, so now it means, so now it depends. So if the oifen is mikabel tume, that means it's not nishmat from the agol. If it is nishmat from the agol, it's mikabel tume. So it can't be chaitzitz. So nebach, those articles which overlapped the agola and were over the oifen, over the wheel, they'll be mikabel tume. But if it's eino nishmat esimo, so memela, so it's a chelik of the agola. So just like the agola is not mekabel tume because it is not metaltol mole v'reikom, so memela, the wheel also has the same halacha. So memela then will be matzol minatum. Now let us see Rashi again. Ve'eino matzelas imo bo'yel ha'meis. Tima sheido machzeket memso. If the shade is machzik memso, the eino mikabel is tume. Matzeles boyel ameitz, vavol oyel la'atzmo. So it's an oyel. So Rashi had a problem. Eino matzeles imo bo oyel ameitz. Usually an oyel ameitz means that it was in the oyel with his ameitz. So there's a oyel surrounding the whole area where the mace is. So Rashi says he can't learn like that. You can't say that it was nichnas labayis hameitvoi. Dimkein ein kanatzola. Shrei hagag mail ala tareis milamailo. That means if you'll have, in a house, you'll have a wagon, and there's a mace underneath the wagon, so memela, so the tumah is nispashet underneath the wagon, then we have a roof, so the tumah will go up and only spashet over the whole house, so then the tumah will go on the top of the, or go enter the wagon from the top. So yev asheina atzol, it doesn't come from the bottom, it comes from the top. So Rashi is amoyer the kikash, why, how could it be matzel bo'oy hel ha-mace? Loishen nichnis ol habayish ha-mace bo'y, din kein en kan atzol. Shrei agag ha-mail ala tayris mil ha-mail. Eh, look, again, she nichnis ol habayis ha-kvot. It's speaking about it was nichnis ol habayis ha-kvot, it's good amrin and beirim. Rav Yehuda Omer Rav Beis Hakvoreis, they're talking about Dini Erevin, you can put an Erev there, Bnei Sheyochel Lochais, he can get it, B'shei the Teva Migdol. The Perch Bekol Ma'alim, the Kasaba Oil, Zohar Kloima Oil, Amitalku Shmei Oil. Oh, Mavsi, so Mamela was speaking about a place, an open place, there's no oil Milamayla. Oh, Mavsi, Bifnei Atumet. Now the Muchni. If the Muchni is higher than the walls of the wagon, and you have Kalim which are sticking out, the goiva hamuchni megin aleihem, the height of the muchni is protecting them. Eini matzilon. The muchni kliu la'atzmoi mekabel tuma v'nechaitzes b'fnei atum. Now Rashi, when Rashi said the tzil, Rashi said something very interesting. Rashi said that the muchni is higher than the walls of the tent. As is it Rashi does. It's higher than the walls of the shade. So the Taisus Arosh explains to us Rashi. Why does the wheel have to be higher than the walls? It can be the same level of the walls. But Al Kolponim, even if it's the same level of the walls, so something that's sticking out from the walls of the Muchni, is not Mekabel Tumme, it's Chaitze, if it is Mekabel Tumme, it's not Chaitze. Why do Rashi make Rashi made that the wheel is higher than the walls. That's in China they have such wagons like that. But Kapon and Bosfal to say is that the wheel should be higher than the walls. So the Tosfos of Rosh says Rashi was a very practical person. So Rashi had a tremendous kasha. What was the kasha? The kasha was, if you have here a wagon, and you have next to it a wheel, so we have to understand the wheel is not flush to the wagon, because if it's flush, it can't be straight. So kochoch is a space in between. So Rashi Ramir the Kekash is a space in between, so the tumah is going to go, oops, right between the space. So what's helped me, that the wheel is your mikabel tumah, nish mikabel tumah, the wheel is protecting from over here, but the tumah will go in between the space, between the wagon and the wheel. That was Rashi's kasha. So how did Rashi help the situation? So Rashi said that the wheel was a very tall wheel. So the tall wheel went on a slant. So that means, so even though when there was the level of the wagon, there was a space in between, but as it went higher, it became mamish opposite. That means that it covered then the space that was between the wheel and the wagon. So Mamela, that's a Rashi made a tall wheel. So now they could be Megan, now the wheel could be Megan on the Kalim that are boiled from the wagon. That's why Rashi to tell us this whole Megillah. And so Rashi says, Matzelas imo bo'oihel ha-meis. So Rashi just said, oihel ha-meis does not mean a bias. Oihel ha-meis means a base akvot. The rabbi say doichkin. The rabbis of Rashi, they oil ameis. It's speaking about an oil ameis. Umeforshim oiso boil ameis mamish. It's speaking about an oil ameis. Ubishal cheres amukefes somit posel. we're speaking about a kli cheres that is mukif tzomit posel. The halacha is a kli cheres is only mekabel tuma migaboy from the outside, and if the opening is sealed, then you have something in the kli cheres, tuma will not get to it because it's not mekabel tuma migaboy, it's only mekabel tuma mitoichoy, and then mitoichoy is sealed. So it's speaking about a kli cheres that's mukif tzomit posel. We're speaking about a kli cheres over here. Chodah did nimdedes lo yishayach b'shal cheres lo yiskish l'sak. So how do you learn the previous gemara? Be metalpo, but any metalpo tome. V'oi im ha-muchni mukiv tzomit posel yatsal b'fnei atmei keilum shebesoich. If the mukiv, if there's a tzomit posel, so if the muchni is mukiv tzomit posel, so just like that gola can be matzel if it's a tzomit posel, so the muchni also will be kelim shebesoichoi, will be a hollow wheel, will also should be matzel. Oy, the peirish nishnis v'meseches kelim behilchis kliyot. Says if you look at the peirik that we're learning, meseches kelim speaks about there's different parokim. In that shtik teire, what we bring rayas from the Rambam, where the Rambam put the aloche, Rashi also knew this treidel. This Mishnah was written in the prokim which speak about Hilchus Kliyets. The Hilchus Kliyets Nishnu Levadom. The Hilchus Kliyets Nishnu Levadom. So Memele, so therefore you can't say that it's speaking about a Kliyets because then it's the wrong teire. Ahi Rav Shimoni, Umiyu Amoyz, Loichozi Midi. But if it was taken off, even though it was on Vein HaShemoshoyz, it is not Mukhtzim. Mukhni Shalo. Perish Bekuntres, the Gabi Sheidotna. That this Mishnah is speaking about a Sheidot, and Meseches Kelim, V'yasuye L'Markeves HaNoshim V'Noshim. V'ein Yiro L'Ri. The chosil emedres factory. If this wagon is chosil emedres, loyshayach bo medide, then there's no din medide. The loy iskish lesak, loy beinon metalto molei verekom, kedemurach beperik elamum. The parish. Let's first say the gemara in b'chayres, and then we'll explain Taisus Kash. Porich v'she'ein loy toich b'kli shetef. If a kli shetef is a kli eitz, Rashi says in B'chayis. V'she'ein loy toich, a kli eitz that does not have a toich, mekabel tume, is a kli eitz without a base kibble mekabel tume. V'adum yedesak v'inon, you need dum yedesak. U'mishani, and for the gemara b'hanoch, the chozul medreise. The Gemara says here we're speaking about pshutei kliyets, which are chazi to sit on. So if it's chazi to sit on, it's mekabel tume, even though it's not dum yedesak. So nochamu, there's a Gemara in Bechayres. The Gemara in Bechayres asks the kasha, how could a pshutei kliyets be mekabel tume? It has to be dum yedesak. A sak is a base kibble. So the Gemara answers, that's only if it's not chazi to sit on. If it's chazi to sit on, you don't need dum yedesak. You don't need a base kibble. So if we're speaking about an agola, we're speaking about a wagon that people sit on, osil noshim vanoshim, so it's a big wagon, so it has the shir medres, so if it's osil medreses, so just like the Gemara says in Bechayres, you do not need a base kibble, so also you don't need metaltom oliverekin, it's one hekish, it's a hekish to sack. And just like the Gemara said that you don't need it, it's not hukish to sak if it's mekabel tumas medres, so it's not hukish to sak even though it's not metaltal molei v'reikom. So it's like the Taisus Amir Dike Kashan Rash. That's Taisus Kashan Rash. The Ritva wants to save Shat and Rashi, that Rashi held no, everything doesn't fall into the same category. The din of base kibble is taka true. You don't need a base kibble if it's roi to mekabel tumas medres. But a heavy keli, any metalto, has a locha like mechuba. That's the lumdus of a heavy keli. It's like mechuba lekarke. Something that's mechubel lekarka is not mekabel to mismedres also. So that means Chazal gave a geder that if it's not metaltel, it loses the shem keli. It has a din mechubel, even though theoretically it's not mechubel. But since it has a gigantic size, so that gives it a din mechubel. So memele. So if it would be metaltel mole vereka. So if it's not metaltel mole vereikon, so it's not a kabel to mismed receive it. So therefore, that's why you have to measure it. That is one teretz on Rashi. Let us see that before we go further in Taisus, let us see the Taisus Yishon. The Rashba perish be Mishnai, the kivin dei nechnosim lo ela bakroi ba'alme, since you only go into this agola bakro la'alme, lehavi Lahabi bekach miyuchad lemedrash, srei svina asu yaleisha bo bnei yodam, for lohochi shemarzekes mem so toira. Taisvis asks, the Taisvis Yishonim is asking Gamayra di Kekashe on Taisvis. He says, Taisvis said, as long as mekabel to mismedrash, so it's tome, even though it's not metal from mole vereik. Frektoch, der Rashba do, asfina is toir. Asfina is toir, even though It's mekabel to mesmedres. If it's marzik mem so belach, so memeila it's toyer, because it's not metal to mole bereka. It's mekabel to mesmedres. So you see, not like Taisvis. So in this kasha of svine, there are two terutzim. Taisvis weiter daf pegimul amet beis makes an akimte. Taisvis daf pegimul amet beis says that that svina that is toyer is speaking about a svina, a cargo ship. It's made to hold cargo. So that means, so even though when no cargo is there, a person can't have excess and oichet if he's tired, but that's not called to mismedres. To mismedres is something that's miyuchad lemedres. Something that you'll say, amoyd v'nasa melachteinu. If that means if there's another shimush for this, and you see someone sitting there, you said, get out of here, we need this for cargo. So that's not mekabel to mismedres. So Taisus later in the Gimel Amud Beis wants to say a ship that is toyer, speaking only about a cargo ship. So that's a teretz on the Taisus Shishonim's kashe, but Rashi is still in hot water. But Taisus in Menoches, that's Lamed Aleph or Med Aleph, says a very interesting teretz. Taisus says as follows. Da filu ikroi Osui lahavir b'nei odom. Even this teva in the ship is not cargo. It's made that people should travel in it. Lahavir b'nei odom meyir liyir. That's a ship. V'chein sheido l'markebes noshim. Loichoshiv medris. It's not considered tumis medris. Why? Kivin d'loi avido liyois nishan oleho. So Taisus says, I'm moira de kolomdis. Medrash means that this was made to sit on. If a person wants to sit down, so a bench is made to sit on, a chair is made to sit on, that's called the mekabel to mesmedrash. If a person wants to sit, he doesn't go in a wagon, that's made to sit. It's made to travel. If you're traveling, you sit down. But that is not called Tumas Medras. Tumas Medras means a mokim that is oimid leishev olam. That it's miyuchet for yeshiva. This is miyuchet for traveling. And Taisus makes a dinyin, a ladder. A ladder is also not mikabel Tumas Medras, even though you step on the rungs, because you need the rungs to go up and down. It's not made. It's not miyuchet lemedras. So that's why it is not mikabel Tumas Medras. The Chazaynish, when he clears about an airplane, if an airplane is mekabel tume, and if it's chaitz, it's bifnei tume. So first of all, he has a whole shaila, is it a kliyat, is it a kli matris, if the matris is a tzipui, if it's a kli matris, forget about it. But if it's a kliyat, so it's mekabel tume smedris. So it's mekabel tume smedris, so it's also not chaitz, it's bifnei tume. He says, Deil aloch, we paskin like toises and menoches, since the airplane is made, since the airplane is made to travel in, a person that wants to sit down, he doesn't go into the airplane to sit down. It's also lahavir b'nei yodom, so that is not mekabel to mesmedra. So imishim ho there wouldn't be a, then it would be chaitis neyatum. And that mistame is pshat in the taisis yeshanim over here. That means he wants to say you're not, it's not mekabel to mesmedris. Because they only go in lakroi. They only go in, well, they want to travel. They don't go in to sit down. Period. Lekach nire, so Taisvis says, oh, so Taisvis disagrees with us. Lekach nire, the ein asuya ela lekeila. So we're speaking about a wagon that is not also like Taisus Vaita Daf Pei Gimel. The wagon was made to carry Kalim, not for people to sit in. Or Dama Lakama Pei Kabi Kiva. Sholish Teva is saying there are three boxes. Teva Shepischa Mitzido, a box that opens up from the side. Tmeya Medris. What drives it to Tmeya Medris? Because you always sit on it. Even if someone wants to use the teva, he says, well, don't chase me off the teva. I can still sit and you open up the door from the side. So it's miyuchad lemedres. Mila mailo, if the Pesach is mila mailo, tome meis, peirish haba medres loy. Levishayim de mamoid v'nasa malach teinu. Then it's not mekabel to mes medres, because it's not oimit to sit down. Whenever you want to open up the teva, they kick him off. So that's not mekabel to mes medres. So it would seem from this halacha that a bo b'mido is toyer, even though it's roile kabel to mismedr, like the Ritva said in Rashi. I'm read the tzarich loymed leikoy apischo mitzido. Bekim nechazu lemedres, afel a bo b'mido to make it a pirashti. So it's only speaking about by Pischa Migabo, Pischa Migabo, so Bobamid, the time of Kabul to miss me.